Okay, we're going to play some sound from a gentleman named Doug Wilson. He's a Christian nationalist who co-founded the Idaho-based Communion of Reformed Evangelical Churches. Okay? And the defense secretary reposted the CNN story about this, right?
He's a big fan. He's a member of the church.
He is a member of this church. Let's give you a little bit of audio from Doug Wilson, and then we'll give you a couple pastors talking. So here's the senior pastor.
Yeah, we'll start with Doug talking about women, their role in society, yeah. Childbirth,
listen,
working outside
right
home.
Away too, okay?
Women are the kind of people that people come out of.
So you just think they're meant to have babies. That's it. They're just a vessel.
No, it doesn't take any talent to simply reproduce biologically. The wife and mother, who is the chief executive of the home, is entrusted with 3 or 4 or 5 eternal souls.
I'm here as a working journalist, and I'm a mom of 3.
Good for you.
Is that an issue for you?
No, it's not automatically an issue.
Mr. Wilson on homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 70s and early 80s, sodomy was a felony in all 50 states. That America of that day was not a totalitarian hellhole.
So you would like America to go back to that?
Yep.
And now let's go back to some words he said in the past regarding slavery, shall we?
Yeah, yep.
Do you still believe what you said back in the 90s, that there's a mutual affection between master and slave?
Yes, it depends on which master and which slave you're talking about. Slavery was overseen and conducted by fallen human beings, and there were horrendous abuses, and there were also people who owned slaves who were decent human beings and didn't mistreat them. I think that system of chattel slavery was an unbiblical system, and I'm grateful it's gone.
You know, it's not. I don't think like every comment is horrifying, but some of the core comments are deeply troubling to me. What would you say?
I think that's fair to say.
Right. Because he's trying to offer a little bit of qualifiers and trying to be more precise.
I listened to the last one regarding slavery. So you know, there's people that were horrible, that are abusive, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then there's some that treated their slaves kindly or whatever the words he used. Well, they were still enslaved.
That's why I'm saying the core is still very troubling, because
perhaps they weren't beaten and whipped, but they still had no freedom.
But there are number of stories where there was a variety of ways of how grotesque versus will feed you. But by the way, you have no freedom.
Yes.
Because you could have just said, we're not going to have any slaves. I don't think you were shot if you said we're not going to have any slaves. I think it's a little bit demeaning to say it takes no talent to have just have children. I think there's a lot of mothers who would say, do you want to phrase that a little bit more with some empathy, with some kindness and respect for how your body changes to every male in a way you'll never be able to identify with? And also how dangerous it is, and also how painful it can be. It's just a lot of the man is in charge, right? That is the theme.
100%.
That is the theme. Man one, woman two. So let's keep that going here, because we have more audio from another pastor, or it's two pastors.
It's two of the pastors, like the head pastor and the executive pastor,
right?
Whatever the
now talking are. About voting. Here we go.
Society, we would vote as households, and I would ordinarily be the one that would cast the vote. But I would cast the vote having discussed it with my household.
But what if there's your wife doesn't want to vote for the same person as you?
Right. Well, then that's a great opportunity for a good discussion.
There are some who have gone so far as to say that they want the 19th Amendment repealed.
I would support that. And I'd support it on the basis that the atomization that comes with our current system is not good for humans.
Again, the 19th Amendment, sex should not play a role in determining if you're allowed to vote. I would support that. If we had a disagreement, I would support a good conversation. But again, the overtones are very clear. I have final say. This is Handmaid's Tale stuff. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take any talent. They were actually pretty nice to the slaves. We should vote as a household. I have the final say, and yeah, don't let any amendments get in the way.
Just dump that amendment altogether. Why not?
Vote as households. You've got to be kidding me. So, in other words, you and Lindsay are going to gather before a convention, before a primary, before an election, and you're going to have a conversation, but in the end, you, the guy, will have the final say.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
as God intended.
What the Secretary of Defense, who's clearly not equipped to be the defense secretary, that's been laid out over and over and over again. And now he's endorsing these messages? And I get the point that some texters are probably making right now. I'm just not looking yet. I will. At 651-461-9226. Do you have to give up every one of your religious beliefs if you pursue government? No. But a retweet isn't just... I think you make it really clear, and when he retweeted it, he said, all of Christ for all of life. That wasn't, look at this. This is how demeaning this can be viewed towards women. This is my group.
Mm-hmm.
These are my views. And in a way where... I'm not trying to take religion from people, but we now have someone in that powerful of a position who believes one household should be voting. And also diminishing slavery if it gave them an extra apple pie every once in a while. Right?
I mean, you think we have... Speaking specifically about...
Come on up here and watch Gunsmoke. I know Gunsmoke wasn't on. I'm just giving an example.
It wasn't? Oh, interesting.
No, I don't think so.
Get the years right on that.
Yeah.
Speaking specifically just about the comments from Wilson and the other pastors on women and childbirth and voting, you think we have a marriage and childbirth rate problem now? Let's take rights away from women. That's going to help the country. That's going to be good. And by the way, someone might not want to tell these guys, not every household has a man in it.
Yeah. You know, some households, it's just one woman, by the way. Mm-hmm. Is she allowed to vote? Like,
can't say. Depends which pastor you're asking.
You're a single female. You got your house. Maybe you've been married, maybe you haven't. Do you have a vote? Let alone two women living together. Oh, my God. And then what? Banning sodomy. So, again, you know, two people who are attracted to each other can't have sex. Like, the idea that I'm not against gay marriage, but I'm against the act.
Mm-hmm.
So feeble. It's so insulting. You go ahead and spend time together, and I can have sex with my wife and who knows whoever else, but you can't with the person who you love.
That's right.
Right? And saying in the 70s, when we saw more of that, was it a hellhole? Was that his description back then? It was something like that, right?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the reason why we're now a hellhole. Because individuals who are gay are now allowed to have sex. That's brought on the ruination of the United States of America.
Isn't it clear?
It's played zero part.
Mm, there's that, too.
It's played no part at all. And you know what? There are gay individuals who abuse their partner and are cruel. There are heterosexuals. Do the same. there are heterosexuals who have great relationships with lousy, and the same if they're gay. But this man, and again, he's entitled to his view. I'm not stopping it. I'm just allowed to disagree with it. And now we have one of the most powerful individuals in this administration who was only hired because he was an excellent communicator and defended Donald Trump. I absolutely, unequivocally applaud his service. Thank you for that. But he wasn't hired because his skill in the military was so revered, was so tremendous that at a younger age he got that job. And again, I'm not trying to downplay what he did in the military. But we all know he, like so many others, ended up getting the gig because they were on Fox and they put a big smooch on Donald's backside. So go home and try to have that one household vote tonight at all. Let me know, Dave, tomorrow, how you and Lindsay break that down.
Clearly, she will have the vote.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot.
We know that.
There's a lot of people who know that. Well, Kit, I'm just guessing these individuals would have also been apoplectic about the Vikings and a male cheerleader and acting like this is new, even new for the Vikings.
Unacceptable.
Because this became a Twitter storm over the weekend. We'll finish up with that with Jason. I'm going to talk Pella. I'm going to talk your house, your condo, your cabin. I don't think you're going to go above and beyond and adjust or replace the windows at the apartment unless you own the apartment. That's a different situation. PellaNorthland.com, 100 years in business. Let me just tell you about the deal in August, right from the start. 72 months, 0% APR, or not both, or 20% off your Pella project. A company that is still flourishing, excelling in the window and door business and this type of deal. And I'm a customer at a house I used to live in and a house I now live in. They're great. Great warranties. If you want to reach out to them, one place, PellaNorthland.com. Again, PellaNorthland.com. You go there, you sign up, they'll come out to your house, your condo, your cabin, and take a look. And they're not going to be, you know, some of these shady businesses. Guess what? You need to replace every window and every door. No, they don't roll that way. And they'll work with your budget and your style. If you want to see more of their products in person, how about the showroom in Plymouth or Woodbury? Great people. I trust them implicitly. PellaNorthland.com.